Damon's joined us now upstairs here. There's a, I don't understand this. We have tough losses to talk about. That one tonight, 3-for-6 on a power play. You get a short and a goal out of Mitch Holtz. A lot of guys played well offensively, but you surrender the defensive end of it tonight and get beat 7-5. Another empty net goal turns a one-goal deficit into a two-goal loss.
Yeah, you know, I for sure way too loose in our structure, you know, and then, you know, they make it tough here. You know, they flip pucks and they've got good team speed and they challenge you that way. And, you know, we've got to continue to get, you know, better mobility in our back end and then read that speed rushes against us to defend it better. You know, way too loose. You know, I thought I feel bad for Nick getting in there. We kind of challenged our team to go out and play a strong game in front of him, and he got shocked right off the bat with odd man rushes. And, you know, way, way too loose. So, you know, Monday, we got to get back to basics, back to work. It's, I can guarantee it'll be a tough, tough day Monday. And, you know, leading into another tough weekend down in Ann Arbor. But, you know, I said a lot earlier in the year, and I told our team, you know, the first few weeks, you know, everybody, you know, we get ranked and things are going great. And everybody's talking about, oh, you know, we're back and this and that. And, you know, if anybody would listen, I said, we're not as good as people are saying right now. We're going to lose some games at some point. We won't be as bad as they're saying that. And I certainly feel that way. You know, I think both nights here we had chances or could have won these games. We're right there. And I think the first year or two, we you know, had a very tough time to come in here. And we certainly couldn't outshoot them or skate with them. And now we can do those things. But still some tough matchups for our young guys going against, you know, more experienced guys in this league that have won championships. And, you know, they're bigger, older, stronger. And, you know, we've got work to do.
Yeah, it's a tough loss, and it's a different kind of tough loss than last night. Last night we couldn't buy a goal no matter what we did. Missed on a lot of chances. Here tonight you cash in for 5 goals, 3 of them on the power play. 3-for-6 is pretty darn good on the power play, and you get a shorthanded goal out of Mitch Holtz. You surrender a shorthanded goal to the Bulldogs. It was just like up and down. It was very hard for me to call the play tonight because it was so fast. It was turning quickly. They like to use their sticks. They chip that puck out of their zone. They chase it in the neutral zone. For the most part, we did pretty well. But the one time we did break down here and there, it's in the back of the net.
Yeah, you know, not from our side, the coaching side. It was an exciting game. You know, there was a ton of offense, ton of speed, you know, some physicality. So I thought it was a very, very entertaining college hockey game. Certainly not when you're a coach behind the bench and, you know, wanting to play with more structure and discipline in our systems. But, you know, there was speed for sure. There was skill. And, you know, we are transitioning into that, you know, type of a team who can play with more pace and more skill. But you can't do it at the expense, you know, of team defense and quality team defense. So, you know, again, we've got to be better. I thought our power play did a tremendous job. I mean, you know, that was the power play we kind of saw earlier. And again, you know, a little bit more basic of pounding pucks to the net, having traffic there. I don't know if Diego got the first one, if it went on off of him. Yeah, so great job. He's just net front. We're getting pucks there. And then Humitz was net front on the next one. You know, I'm not sure who they gave it to on that one either. Sockerman, I think, got it. But Max had a great net front presence, and Colin let a blast go. So, you know, really, really good performance by the power play, and, you know, gave us a chance. And I think a lot of nights you win special teams, you win the hockey game, but not so tonight.
Yeah, it's just a funny game. You did win the special teams battle tonight. You outshot them again. That's 2 games in a row. 38-32 were the final shots. Faceoffs tonight, you won 18 of 26 in the third period to beat them 39-31. So statistically, you look at it, and it looks like, hey, the Lakers must have won the game. They played really well, but we give up those goals and broke down just too many times defensively. I thought your experiment tonight, Damon, worked pretty well, the 7D revolving. You had individuals break down here and there. I thought Renz did a good job for you.
Yeah, Ryan stepped in. You know, real credit to him. He, you know, first game of the year, not an easy place to play with the way things happen quickly in this arena. So I thought Ryan did a really strong job to get out there and play well and really showed well. And, you know, that's what we challenge and ask our guys to do. When your opportunity presents itself, be ready to take advantage of that opportunity. And, you know, now we go back and figure out, you know, he deserves to stay in the lineup. So what does our decor look like with Ryan in? Is it 7D again? And that's what you want as a coach. That makes our team better. So, you know, a real credit to him. And I thought a lot of individuals played well. And, again, just way too loose. You know, maybe a goal or two here that you want saved. But, you know, Nick got bombarded with odd man rushes, breakaways, and didn't have him much of a chance. But you need your goaltenders to make a save or two in that situation. You know, and that, you know, way too loose once again tonight. So, you know, a lot of work ahead for the Lakers, but that's okay. You know, we still like where we're headed. We like this hockey team, you know, and, you know, not an excuse, but the challenge is you come out here and you try to match Mayhew and Lowney. These are seniors that have won championships in the WCHA, played in the NCAA, and we're doing it still with a lot of young guys. And that's the lumps and the learning lessons you go to. And, you know, saw a lot of positives of that as we started the year, and those positives will still be there, whether it's next weekend, a month from now, a year from now. You know, we're still heading and, you know, growing as a program and a team, and we like where we're going to be.
Well, I think they played hard tonight, and just unfortunate that so many pucks got in the back of the net, and we lose a game that we probably should have won, and beat them in every statistical category except on the scoreboard, and you fall by a score of 7-5. Tough loss, but hockey show coming up on Tuesday, another one on Thursday morning. We're off to Michigan right after Thanksgiving.
Yep, a big week in a lot of ways, and like you said, Thanksgiving. So, you know, we'll use that to remember some of the more important things as we struggle through this these losses and trying to grow and get better. But you know what I said, we're certainly looking for some answers, and we have a lot of work to put in. But we're not discouraged. We're going to get there, and we'll keep getting better and growing and getting back to those winning ways. So, you know, it'll be nice, a nice trip down to Ann Arbor, playing a great venue, but getting back home is really going to be sweet for our team, and getting back in front of our fans will be important for us.
All right, that's coming up in 2 weeks' time. Damon, thanks for doing this post-game as usual. Bowling Green will be in town in 2 weeks' time. We'll have those games and certainly get out and support the Lakers. It's the only time they'll play at home in the month of December.